This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and this is what change sounds like in Tehran.
We trusted the rightists, and the result was not so positive. I don't want to talk about what happened in the country, but there were lots of embezzlements and so on. So I felt another group should come in and take over, and new things needed to happen.
One very optimistic Tehran voter there, speaking to the Associated Press about last week's Iranian parliamentary elections, the results of which are still being tallied. In Tehran, though, allies of reformist President Hassan Rouhani came out ahead, winning at least 85 seats in parliament. Voters ousted the two most conservative clerics from the Assembly of Experts, the panel that picks the country's supreme leaders. Thomas Erdbrink joins us from the Tehran Bureau of our partner, The New York Times, where he is bureau chief. Thomas, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Are we seeing signs in these results, and it's preliminary and it's so hard to read, of a passing of the torch of who is the supreme leader, who is the voice of the supreme leader, what tone the supreme leader will embody in the future? Because, these are the waning years of Ayatollah Khamenei.
Let's just pedal back for a second and look at what happened. There were two elections in Iran, a parliamentary vote, a regular vote for the parliament, and an election to this assembly of experts, the council that you just referred to, that has the power to supervise the supreme leader and, in case of his passing, to elect a new one. Now, it is kind of hard to measure where the supreme leader stands in all of this, but when you look at the results of at least the parliamentary elections, there is a growing sense that Iran is sort of moving towards the political middle. And that is, of course, something that could never happen without his blessing. Now, what are the signs for this? There is, of course, the nuclear deal that everybody has heard about that has led to the lifting of sanctions. Then we have seen the outreach, even by Supreme Leader Khamenei himself, to European countries asking them to invest in Iran, so sort of opening up Iran's economy. Now we are seeing these parliamentary elections where we don't know the results of just yet, but where we can see that the group that supports the government, a group of reformists and moderates, have completely won all 30 seats for the capital, for the parliament. Now, there's 290 seats in total in Iran. We don't know yet how the division of these seats is in the rest of the country. But what seems to be sure is that the government of President Rouhani has at least won a strong minority in parliament, which will help him, A, to pass economic reforms and other things, but B, is again a sign that the supreme leader at least doesn't oppose this sort of move to the middle.
Would you say the sentiments of that voter that we played earlier is a widespread one, that we trusted the right wing, the results not positive, there was corruption, we want to move forward, I'm optimistic? Is that a feeling that's common?
I think if we look at the biggest group here in Iran, which in my view are the urban middle classes, who together make up 40 million people in this country of 80 million. Now, those people, a very long time ago, already started feeling very uncomfortable with the rightists or the hardliners. Those people actually have been, whenever they could, been voting for change. We saw that in 2009 when the hardliners won the presidential elections, but millions of middle-class Iranians took to the streets in protest. Then we saw it again in 2013, when they again came out to vote and voted for President Hassan Rouhani, this moderate cleric that executed the nuclear deal with the blessing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And then we saw it now in these parliamentary elections, where at least in Tehran, the urban middle classes came out massively, and they voted yes for supporters of President Rouhani, but when you would talk to people waiting in line, they would often say that they were mainly voting in to make sure that the hardliners would stay out of politics as much as possible.
Thomas Erdbrink, Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.